I want to ride my Visitors coming to Prague from Holland or Scandinavia may get the impression that Czechs don't like cycling. Seeing bikers in the streets of the Czech capital is not a rare thing nowadays, but compared to other European cities, there are still very few of them. Besides, you almost never come across bicycles parked in the streets. Yet, strange as it may seem, statistics say that every second inhabitant of Prague is a bicycle owner, and Czechs claim that cycling is their favourite sport. So, where are the bikes and what keeps the cyclists off the streets? For one thing, many Czechs are wary of using their bikes in the city for fear of theft. But that's not all. What keeps the cyclists off the streets is a bit more complicated than that. Prague Councillor for Transport Petr Štěpánek says one of the reasons could be that Czechs are also simply fond of driving their cars.
Czechs are still amazed that they can buy expensive cars and some of them behave accordingly. So that's something no infrastructure will solve, and we have to work on relations between people. We have to work on sort of road culture that also favors the weaker participants, pedestrians and bicyclists.
Czechs definitely don't belong among the most tolerant drivers in Europe. But if you have to cycle through streets stuck with cars with no lanes reserved for bikes, politeness doesn't really solve the problem. Michal Křivohlávek of the Automat Initiative, which was established a few years ago to promote the rights of cyclists, says there are simply too many cars in the city.
Prague is the most motorized city in Europe at this moment. We are second at this kind of top 10 after Roma, but I think 2 years ago we hit the top. There's one car per 1.4 people. We can see that the most of trips in Prague, 43% are made by public transportation, 33% are made by cars, and 22% are made by foot. And 2% are made on bicycle.
Councillor Štěpánek himself, a big cycling fan, says his council is the first in the history of Prague that had the courage to suggest that they would limit access of city centre by cars. But Michal Křivohlávek is sceptical, arguing that politicians promise a lot, but little is actually done on the ground. Meanwhile, he tries to push through smaller changes which, however, have a big effect on the everyday life of cyclists. A few years ago, Michal Křivohlávek set up his own project called Růžové kolo, or Pink Bike. You can attend his workshop and get your bike painted bright fluorescent pink to make it more visible. I was curious how he got the idea at the first place.
When my fourth bicycle was stolen 2 years ago at Prague, I decided that the fifth one, it's not gonna be easy target for the thieves. I bought a brand new bicycle and the same day I painted it pink, and I hoped that it will take out the bicycle from the kind of theft or black economy, stealing and reselling the stolen bicycles. Unfortunately, even the pink bikes have its limits. I got rid of this bike by kind of parking it 2 weeks in a city when I was too busy. When you park the bike more than 2 weeks in the streets, even the pink bikes can be stolen. But it perfectly works on a regular daily basis trips that you can put your bicycle at streets and you can pick it up 2, 3, 5 days later.
Instead of talking all the time about obstacles to cycling, I wanted to hear something more positive. I asked Mr. Křivohlávek to give me some reasons why I should prefer my bike to the public transport or cars.
It's really quick. It's incomparable with other means of transportation. If you are in an inner city center, you can get everywhere in the city in 20-30 minutes. I'm not doing any sports because I'm getting the usual kind of portion of body moving on during the transportation. I think it's great advantage because you don't need to. Otherwise, the 50 or 90% of people in Prague are having occupations which are where they sit all day through, and afterwards they are seeking some occasions to move their bodies.
Having heard of the benefits of cycling, I decided to try it for myself and travel to work on bike. I arranged a date with Tomáš Prousek, who works at the Prague Town Hall as a cycling advisor and helps beginner cyclists to find the easiest route from their home to their workplace. We met early in the morning at a metro station close to my house, some 15 minutes from the city centre.
So we are now standing here at Budějovická, which is sort of wider centre of Prague, and we want to get to the centre where we both work. Is it easy? Are there cycling tracks all along our way?
The best route from Budějovická to centre is along Vltava River, because there is, I think, the best cycle path in Prague. But from the upper level of Pankrác, it's complicated, but I hope that in 5 years it will be better condition and it will be similar to German or Netherlands.
I see that you are wearing a helmet and a fluorescent vest. So is cycling in Prague dangerous?
It could be danger. It's a question of conditions. So if you have the cycle route or cycle path, it's better, but there you have a lot of parts of the route when you have to join the space with cars, and it could be danger because Prague drivers don't know the cyclists.
With that, we got on our bikes and I soon lost Mr. Prousek out of sight. I only caught up with him down at the river in Podolí, where a new bike path connecting the outskirts with the city centre has just been opened. We stopped at the riverfront, which has recently been paved with cobblestones. Unfortunately, they are not really comfortable for bikers, but cycling promoters succeeded in getting part of it repaved so that bikers too can enjoy the lovely view of the river. Before saying goodbye, I asked Mr. Prousek whether he has noticed some improvement over the time he has been using his bicycle to get around Prague.
If I compare the situation in later 80s with situation now, if I went in later 80s from my home to center of city, it was exception if I met one cyclist. And now it's normal. Then I met 10, 20, 30, and in summer it maybe will be 100 cyclists, because in Podolí and Braník along the river there are a lot leisure time cyclists. Yeah.
When we parted, I puffed and wheezed my way up to the Vinohradská street to the radio building. I have to say it would be faster to get to work by underground, but I guess regular practice could change that. But I definitely agree that if you want to get some exercise and wake up properly, there's nothing better than to get some body movement first thing in the morning. If you don't want to wind your way through Prague traffic, then join the mass bicycle ride this Saturday when the roads will be closed to cars.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my